Buffalo, or Tatanka, as Native Americans call them, have existed in what is now South Dakota for hundreds of years. Scientifically known as bison, these beasts are part of American culture, South Dakota history, and have traditionally held a significant role in Native American lives. Susan Rickey says she wants to help tell the story of bison through her museum. She says her passion for the animal and her love of history led her here to the Black Hills. Rickey is an Italian Catholic girl who grew up in New Jersey and moved to South Dakota in the 90s.
I just took one look at this open prairie coming from New Jersey, where we have 8 million people crammed into a little tiny state. It was amazing to me to see this vast expanse of land, and I didn't see another human being around me. And I thought, I think I love it here.
Rickey has been in South Dakota for 16 years now. She graduated from Black Hills State University with degrees in human services, sociology, and history. She's now the owner and director of the Museum of the American Bison in Rapid City. The museum is dedicated to educating the public on bison and how they survived from the Ice Age until now, despite almost being hunted to extinction. The museum has been open for just over a year, but Rickey says she's already had more than 5,000 visitors, including many from overseas. She says many visitors come because of a fascination with legendary American Wild West culture. Rickey says bison are an important part of that culture, and her museum helps tell that story.
The main reason I wanted to do this museum is that I wanted there to be a place that was sort of like an archival history repository of knowledge, of stories, of artifacts, all related to the buffalo in one place. But I didn't want them to just see this big woolly animal and not think anything of it. I wanted them to know that this animal has such an amazing history, and it has survived basically the unsurvivable, and that it should be revered for really the amazing creature that it is.
Rickey says historically, buffalo played a major role in the lives of Native Americans. She says they were an integral part of their religious culture and creation stories, and they depended on the buffalo for their very survival. They used the animal parts for food, clothing, and shelter.
I've heard tribal elders even saying that the buffalo is actually like the super Walmart of animals. It is the one animal that tribes could get every single thing they needed for their daily sustenance.
Rickey says in the early 1800s, scientists estimate that there were nearly 60 million head of bison in North America. But she says settlers, hunters, traders, and early expansion of the country nearly wiped them out.
Mostly the only real predator that buffalo has is man. We have accounts from settlers, from Lewis and Clark, that you could go for miles and the herd would still keep going. They were miles long, miles wide, just a sea of brown out on the prairie, if you can imagine that. This is really what spelled the end of the bison, because you can't build the railroad without clearing the way. So the herds were in the way.
She says by the end of the 1800s, there were less than 1,000 buffalo left in North America.
Our federal government finally stepped in under Teddy Roosevelt and said, you know what, we need to create preserves so that these animals don't vanish completely. And then they started to repopulate.
Rickey says buffalo populations in North America seem to be thriving, and today the animal is as useful as ever. She says biologists and farmers are realizing the value of buffalo and are reporting that they are actually beneficial to pastureland because buffalo naturally rotate where they graze to allow vegetation to grow back. Rickey says their hooves help spread seeds, and buffalo meat is said to be lean and nutrient-packed, and buffalo are still sacred to Native American tribes across the nation. Rickey says she is honored to tell their story.
Again, it's something I love. It's been my passion for the last 15 years. So to be able to build something around your passion, which is the bison, you can't ask for anything better than that.
Susan Rickey says her Museum of the American Bison is a tribute to the animal that has given her so much. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Amy Varland in Rapid City.